Don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
Norah Jones, Don't Know Why, is Glyde's Morning Glory with Sophie. 8:37, Thursday morning, is part two of our chat with Raymond Blanc from the Manoir yesterday.
My involvement in the Oxford Castle Food and Wine Festival will be, of course, to open it. And unfortunately, I cannot do that demonstration, but I might, because I will be there, okay? So I might jump in, but I saw that Adam, okay, with my right arm, with my development chef, and everyone loves Adam anyway. And I said one day, everyone should have an Adam, so you can try to steal him away from me. Okay, but he's a great guy, he's a great cook, okay? Lovely person, okay? And he has worked with me for now 10 years, okay? So it's really exciting to see him demonstrating, but I will be around and probably come and join him, you know, and hopefully not try to give you a fantastic demonstration, okay, and just show you how simple it is to cook. A couple of pasta with a bit of pesto will take, you can buy your pasta, it takes you about 12 minutes if they draw spaghetti, fresh, only 6 minutes, plenty of boiling water, forget about the salt, you don't need any, a dash of olive oil, a bit of pesto that you can make, pureed garlic, a few capers if you want to, olive oil, okay, and lots of basil chopped in a puree. And then you have the most incredible food, okay, which is colorful, tasty, a few pine kernels on top of it. It takes you 5 minutes to make a soup. Celery, chop it up, or it could be spinach, or it could be watercress, chop it up, sweat it a little bit of onions if you want to, not necessary. Sweeten it, I transform the starch into sugar, into flavor, okay. Pour boiling water on the top of it. 2 minutes, puree it. A bit of sour cream, a bit of roquefort on the top, and you've got the most incredible salad. So it takes you 5 minutes. So I said, we cannot hide beyond that argument, I don't know how to cook. Cooking is so simple. It needs a little bit of will, and it needs a little bit of effort. But it's also so rewarding. Don't think of the effort, think of the reward. Okay, don't try to be ambitious. Don't try to take a Raymond Blanc book, the first one, Le Manoir 4 Saisons, and go for the 5-star, okay, problems, okay, recipe. And then after, you hate myself, you hate yourself, everyone hate each other. Okay, no, go for simplicity, okay, and cook some simple food. And I would say Raymond Blanc Kitchen Secret is a good start,
nice.
Definitely. Yeah. Or my mom's cuisine. And my mom never used stocks. She made it always simple. It was always remarkably delicious. It's called foolproof French cooking.
So the big question then, there's a competition between your cooking and your mum's cooking. Who's going to win? Who's the better chef?
Well, she probably will win because when I taste her food, there's so many emotions which are linked and memories which are linked with that food. And again here, that's why we must never separate food from all the other sensation, all the past, all because our bad tastes are so closely linked, okay, with our memories of a particular moment. So food is so much more than that.
So do your sons feel the pressure when you turn up for dinner? Do you say, what are you doing with this? This isn't in season, you know, or do you try and relax with them?
My two sons, Sébastien and Olivier, are not chefs, okay? And they're still, cooking is part of their life, daily life. They know how to optimize good fresh produce, how to make simple recipes. And they occasionally cook for me, and they're very good cook, very, very, but it's very simple food. And I would never, never say it's rubbish. Imagine what a terrible teacher I would be, what a terrible man I would be. You know, when I go somewhere in a home, you know, every day here we cook for guests, people we don't even know. They're strangers. Yet we give the best of ourselves. We try to give them the best food, the best moment, with the best ingredients, the best celebration. So imagine when I go somewhere, I know how tough and demanding it is to cook. So if you honor me with doing something for me and cooking for me, probably I will be the very best guest, the most appreciative that you ever had.
Which is lucky for us.
Because then we gave him hard cookies. Stick around to hear how we got on with that.
Glyde FM on the move. Sign up now for the Against Breast Cancer Skydive Day on October 23rd at againstbreastcancer.org.uk.
David, how's it looking?
The southbound M40, a lane's